All right, so we talked about his cross, right? Well, how about now we talk about our cross? You see, we carry all types of crosses and burdens in our life. We do. I mean, matter of fact, I actually went to Webster's Dictionary. I did. I looked up. I said, all right, what does burden mean in Webster's? And there really wasn't a lot of surprises. It literally means a load, especially a heavy one. Now, you know what I've learned is we don't ask for burdens in our life. We don't go around like asking people, hey, give me a burden. Give me something heavy to carry. Usually they're given to us by different people or different situations that have happened in our life. I mean, maybe you grew up in a broken home. Maybe there was a divorce in the family. Or maybe even worse, maybe you grew up in what was considered really just a loveless environment. Look, I can tell you that is a heavy load. Or maybe you were different. Maybe you looked different. Maybe you acted different. Maybe you're of a different race. Maybe you just weren't the smartest person. Maybe you grew up in a really poor family. Anything that kind of made you stand out in ways that you did not want to stand out. That can be heavy, isn't it? Maybe you've had to deal with abuse. Maybe there's been addictions in your life. Maybe lust or fear, or maybe you've just been lonely. I mean, some of these things are based on poor decisions that we make, right? Sometimes it has nothing to do with us at all. Sometimes it's just the environment that we grew up in. We didn't choose it. That can be heavy. Maybe you carry mistakes. You know, some by accident. You did not try or go out of your way to do something wrong. Sometimes we do, right? We make decisions we know are wrong, and we do it anyway. Every one of those mistakes, they have consequences, don't they? Those can be pretty heavy to carry. See, we all have crosses that we carry. Some were given to us by other people. Others, we've just chosen to pick them up. Now, some we carry out of pride, right? And we don't put them down because, you know, I don't need your help. Look, I got myself into this. I can get myself out of this. Others, I've learned we carry because we just have always carried them. Matter of fact, there are some of us that have been carrying loads, and we don't even remember a time when we weren't carrying it. It's just always been there. It's just my cross. I've always had it. I guess I always will. Boy, those can get heavy, can't they? Sometimes we carry just some out of guilt, right? Look, you pastor, you have no idea some of the things that I've done. You have no idea some of the decisions I've made. I don't deserve forgiveness. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to bother asking for it because I don't even think I'd get it if I asked. But you know what I've learned, though, when it comes to crosses or burdens in our life? They were never given to me by God. God never gave those to me. See, he doesn't want me to carry them. Why? Well, because he understands just how heavy they are. See, he already knows that it's impossible for us to carry them. We can't. See, Jesus took our cross on his body, and then died on his cross. See, that's the thing. He did it so we don't have to do it. I love this scripture. It's in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. 1 Peter 2, 24, it says, he himself carried our sins in his body on the cross. He did it so that we would die as far as sins are concerned. Then we would lead godly lives. His wounds have made you whole. Do you understand what that means? That means that every sin, every mistake, every problem, every failure, the ones that were given to you by other people or the ones that you chose to pick up all by yourself, Jesus took our cross. He carried it on his own body. so that he did not have to, we don't have to carry it anymore. He already carried it for us. Now, why? Well, it's the greatest news you'll ever hear. It is. This is what Easter is all about. You know why he did that? The Bible says he did it because he came to give us rest. Rest from like a heavy burden? Yeah. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. It says, "Come to me, all of you who are tired and carrying heavy loads. I will give you rest." See, to some of you, that's just what you want to hear, right? Because you're tired. The load's been getting heavy. Look, has your cross gotten to the point where you just don't think you can carry it anymore? See, that's why we can come to Jesus, because he says right here, "I will give you rest." The verse doesn't even stop there. Verse 29 says, "Become my servants and learn from me. I am gentle and free of pride." It says, "You will find rest for your souls." Just that alone, rest for your soul. You see, our cross was never meant to be carried by us. It never was. God did not design you to carry that cross. It's already been carried. Jesus already carried your sin. Your sin has already been put on that cross, and it died there with your Savior. You don't have to carry it anymore.
Amen.
See, it was broken by what the Bible calls the blood of the Lamb, the perfect sacrifice. And who's his name? Jesus.